Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moir, Rav David Sibin of Yosef, and for the continued Refuah Shleimah for David Meir Ben Mendel. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. We start the last volume of the Masechta, the sixth out of six volumes of the Masechta. Let's begin the 13th parak. Good morning, Dr. Joe, Yitzchak Yosef, Yisrael Moshe, Tzvika, David Yoshua, Chana Chanachen, Rav Dov Binyamin, Ben Schneer, Zalman Don, HaKohen. This parak is going to speak about the laws of the Kiddushin Derabbanan of a Ketana. There are two scenarios where a Ketana could have Kiddushin Derabbanan. We know that the Torah says a father is allowed to marry off his daughter when she is a ketana. That's Kiddushin D'oraisa. Es biti nasati la'ish hazeh. However, there are two scenarios. If the father dies, then the mom and the brothers are allowed to marry her off midrabbanan. She has Kiddushin D'rabbanan, and she can get out of that marriage just by doing miyun. She doesn't need a get. Or the other scenario is if dad marries her off, and she has Kiddushin and Nisuin, and then her husband dies, so she's called the Yosoma B'chai Ha'av. Even though the father's still alive, he no longer has rights to marry her off Midaraisa, but the mom and the brothers can marry her off Derabbanan, or he can marry her off Derabbanan. But Midaraisa, that's called Yosoma B'chai Ha'av. So let's pick it up.
He marries her off Derabbanan, not the rest anymore.
Once she has Nisuin, we're going to see in the Mishnah, if she has Kiddushin, and she gets divorced from Kiddushin, then he can do it again. So that's multiple times. Let's see. Well, the Mishnah is going to quote a dispute about that. Says the Mishnah, Beishamei Omrim, Eim Ma'anin Ela Arusos. So the din of Miyun, she can only do Miyun if she has Arusin, according to Beishamei. But if she has Nisuin, then Lechatchila she's not allowed to do Arusin, she has Nisuin according to Beis Shammai. However, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva write, it's only Din L'Chadchila, but if she does Miyun, it's Chal B'diyevin. Uveshil Omrim Arusos Unisuos. No. Even once you had Nisuin, Beis Hillel says, good morning, Reb Mordechai. Even once you have Nisuin, Beis Hillel says, you could still do Miyun. Good morning, Jeremy. Reuben from Harrisburg. Beishamai Omrim Bibal Velo B'yavam. Beishamai says the concept of Miyun only exists while the husband is alive. Once the husband dies and she falls in front of his brother for Yibum, sorry Charlie, too late, and Miyun no longer works. You have to do Chalitza or Yibum. We will see the Gemara is going to present a dispute today's daf about this. What does this mean? That Bibal will be Yabam Beis Hillel Omrim Bibal Uvi Yabam. Beis Hillel says, not only is there Miyun to the husband, there's even Miyun in a certain scenario with the Yabam. And the Gemara is going to discuss exactly what that case is.
Who does Miyun? Is it
the girl? The girl who's under Bas Mitzvah. Right. If her husband dies, let's say, Joe, she was only had Erusin. And her husband dies after Erusin, so she falls in front of the husband's brother for Yibum, she could do Miyun and get out of it. We'll see under what circumstances the Gemara is going to discuss.
If she's already done Miyun, then she's out of the picture altogether.
Yeah, if she's already done Miyun, then she doesn't fall at all. I'm sorry, Dr. Joe. Yeah?
Is that the right word?
Oh, yeah, it means Bezdin. Bezdin won't accept it.
That's why I want to know who does it.
Yeah. She does. Mimanin, meaning it's like the Hifil form. We cause her to do Miyun. Cause her to do it. Beishamai Omrim, Befanav, you could only do Miyun in front of the husband. Beishil Omrim, Befanav, Vishalo Befanav. You could even do Miyun if the husband is not around. Beishamai Omrim, Bebezdin, you have to do it in front of a Bezdin of Mumchin. Beishil Omrim, Bebezdin, Vishalo Bebezdin. Now, Beishil here means that you don't need three mumchen, but you still need three. Even though it says Shalom Bezdin, it doesn't mean it. it we'll see in the Gemara, you still need three, you just don't need mumchen. Why does Beis Shammai say you need mumchen? Because we have smicha, because we want to try to discourage miyun. And it's hard to find people, it's hard to find mumchen, so they say you want to try to discourage it. Beis Hillel says no. Arulam Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Mima'enes vihi katana vafilu arba v'chamesh pa'amim. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, you could do miyun whether she had erusin or even nisuin four or five times. Amru lehem Beis Shammai, it doesn't work like that. No. It's impossible. Ein benos Yisrael hefker. We don't want the daughters of Israel to become like hefker, and therefore, ela, mima'enes one time. Umamtenes ad shetagdil, she waits till she becomes a gedola, utimain vitinasein. Then she does miyun a second time, and then she can get married. The Gemara is going to discuss what's up with these two miyuns. Doesn't make any sense. The Gemara is going to say it doesn't really mean you do two miyuns in the same time.
What's the age range that a katana can get married?
Any age, even when she's 1 year old.
Oh, okay. So she has time to do it 4 or 5.
Yeah, times. Exactly.
Is miyun considered a divorce?
Great question. Tzvika wants to know if miyun is considered a divorce. Miyun is not really a divorce, and the following differences with a divorce. Miyun uproots the marriage retroactively from the beginning. Divorce cuts the marriage off now. What's one of the differences? Is she ushered to her relatives? Is he allowed to marry the relatives? By miyun, if you do miyun, you can go marry her sister, let's say. But because they were never married originally, that's what miyun does. But divorce, no, you can't marry the sister. B'chayah.
You can marry a kohen gadol.
Right. There's no right. That's true too. Or a kohen.
You
can marry a kohen, yeah, correct. And there's other differences. Miyun gets rid of it retroactively, cuts off the combos. The question is, were they ever married? We'll see. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to have four approaches to explain the logic of Beis Shammai in the first halacha that only an arusa could do miyun and not a nesua. The Gemara is going to present four opinions of the Amoraim as to what the logic of Beis Shammai is. Why can a nesua not do miyun? Why not? Says the Gemara. Now, at first the Gemara is going to assume, not just at first, throughout the whole Gemara, the Gemara is going to assume that when we say nesua, it means that they had relations. That's going to be the key factor of why you can't just undo relations with miyun. Once they had relations, it's like a different level. That's going to be the logic of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel is going to disagree. Beis Hillel says even after relations, you could do miyun. Let's see. Amar Yehuda Shmuel, my time of the Beis Shammai, Lefisha ein tenai b'nisuin. There is halacha that you're allowed to make a tenai on kiddushin or on gittin. You can make a tenai, but a nisuin, once they were married or relations, you can't make a tenai. And we're afraid if you do miyun v'i nisua temayin. If a girl does miyun after nisuin and she just leaves the marriage without a get, asi lemeimar yesh tenai b'nisuin. People are going to think that there is a tanai. And people are going to come to make tanayim in nisuin, and they're going to dissolve marriages after conditions are not met. And therefore, that's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, okay, but what about the case of nichnasol l'chupa v'lo nivala? What about that case where they had nisuin without relations? So, chupa, it's not shaykh to say ain't tnai b'chuppa because there's no bia there by nichnas l'chuppa v'lo nivala. So the reason to not make it tnai doesn't apply. Answer the Gemara, nope. That's true there also. Levisha ain't tnai b'chuppa. Just like we say ain't tnai b'nisuin, we say even if they didn't actually have marital relations yet, still there's no tnai in a chuppa. Why? Because the whole point of the chuppa is for chibas bia. The whole point of the chuppah is for bia. So says the Meiri. And therefore, it's the same gzeira. If you would do a miyun by the chuppah, people would come to say that Tanai would work by a chuppah. Ask the Gemara. Well, what about the case of Masar Ha'av L'Shluchei Abaal? Michael Amira. Let's say you did even less than chuppah. The father just gave over the girl to the representatives of the Baal. So there also we say that Mia no longer works. But there's no problem with Tanai. It's not even a chalos. There is no Tanai. My Smur says, you're right. Lo plug rabbanon. Even though Tanai wouldn't apply over there, but the rabbis were goes there that the Katana can't do Mia. And since that accomplishes already stage one of Nisuin, this is the earliest stage of Nisuin, is Masar al Shluchei Abaal. So they said, lo plug. You're not, even though the reason for not doing Mia doesn't really apply there because there's no Tanai Shaykh over there. So nevertheless, there goes there that the Katana cannot do Mia there either. Now, ask the Gemara, Ubeis Hillel. How come Beis Hillel is not worried about this? How come Beis Hillel permits Miyun by Nisuin? Ubeis Hillel, Meidiyadid, the Nisui Ketan de Rabbaninu. No, we're not worried. We're not worried that people are going to think that you can do a Tanai by Nisuin. No. People know that the reason why the marriage could be dissolved is because it's only Kedushin de Rabbanan. So therefore, it's not because of Tanai. Okay, that's the end of reason number one. This was Shmuel. Reason number two. Rabba of Rav Yosef, the Amri Tarvayu, Tamid the Besham, and the Visha Einal, the Mosa, be Loso, be Ilas Nus. A person doesn't want to make his Bia into a Bias Nus. And if you would permit Mion after Nisuin, that means you're going to permit Mion after Bia. People aren't going to want to marry Tanim. Because what's going to happen? I'm going to have relations with her. And then a month later, she's going to do Miyun. She's going to say, I'm out of here. She's going to wave goodbye. And what's going to happen? Turns out all the Bias, the relations that they have, now are going to become a Bias Znus. So people won't want to marry Katanim. Because they're not going to want the Bia to be a Bias Znus. Now there's a very interesting machlokas here. The Aruch Laner quotes, wait a second, why is the Bia going to be a Bias Nus? They were married at the time. Oh, now it turns out retroactively they were married. You ask me, what's the difference? So now all the Bias are going to be a Bias Nus? Why? Why is it a Bias Nus? So the Aruch Laner explains the Gemara. The Gemara does not mean that actually the Bias are going to be a Bias Nus. Because since they were married at the time that they were having relations, for a Bias Nus, it's not a Bias Nus. They were married at the time. Later on, it's going to turn out that retroactively we were never married. Das heißt a Bias Nus. Achanus says, doesn't mean that it's really a Bias Nus, but it means that the person's going to feel like I had relations with a girl that it turns out that she wasn't my wife. So he's going to feel like it was a Bias Nus, even though in reality it's not called a Bias Nus. What's an afkamina? Let's say Yitzhak said before, which should be us to do a coin. She called a zona. But hold on a second. So writes the Avnei Nezer. Asi lemeimar. Avnei Nezer says, people are going to think it's a Bias Nus, even though it's not. But the Rashba and the Ritva, since it was l'shem ishus, it's not called Nus. However, the Or Samech writes, and in the Yerushalmi, it explains, a kontra belazar that panay abal apnuya shelo l'shem ishus is Nus, so even a bias katana shemiyana would be considered to be Znus. So she would be a zona. So she'd be usher to the coin. Not because of a divorce, Yitzchak. She's usher to a coin, not because she's a zona. So if you hold, like Rabbi Lazar, panay abal apnuya is a zona, so it's like an unmarried man stuff with an unmarried woman, she's considered to be a zona. Okay. Says the Gemara. Nichem sel chuppah lo nevel maikel. Meimar, loy nichle de tabe chuppah di yisur. No, a person doesn't want a chuppah to be for the sake of an isur's nus. Masav shel chabah maikel. Meimar, lo plug rabbanon. Same answer before. And why is Beis Hillel not worried about that? Well, Beis Hillel, kevan de ikka kedushin uksuba. Since there was a legit marriage that preceded these relations, loy asi lemeimar de bilas o bilas nus. People are not going to consider this Bia. People are not going to consider this Bia as a Bias Nus.
So Beit Shammai is saying his objection is how the chassan would feel.
Exactly.
And Beit Hillel is saying how people will view it. So it's a different perspective, isn't it?
Or maybe the chassan himself. Maybe it sounds like it's a little strange. You're right. It's like to say it's a machlokas and metzias. That one person says the chassan is going to think it's a business, one person says not. So on your point, Yitzchak, so the Rishonim have a discussion. Is this because this is the Takanas Chachamim or because people don't really think it's like Znus? Maybe even people are going to think we don't care, or no, people aren't going to think. Exactly. Three. Rav Papa Amar, here's the third reason. Rav Papa Amar Taima de Beis Shammai Mishum Peri. Taima de Beis Hillel Mishum Peri. The reason of Beis Shammai Hillel is both because of the fruit of the marriage. What do you mean? Taima de Beis Shammai Mishum Peri. Dei Amris Nesua Temayin. Shamet V'Achelu Mina. Desof Sof. Lemepa Kaiba. That the husband's going to mamish eat up all the fruit from the woman right away. Because he's worried, maybe she's going to turn around and back out of the marriage. She's going to chop her right, he's going to like destroy the Nichsei Malug. He's going to like eat and eat and eat off the fields. He's not going to watch over the fields well because he knows he's going to lose them soon. Beis Hillel says the opposite. Beis Hillel, Adarabba. Kevin de Amris Temayin, since he's nervous she's going to walk out of the marriage, Ishbuche Mashbach Lu Savar, De Ilo, Aitzi La Kroveo, Mapak Lemine. If he doesn't take good care of her stuff, her relatives are going to urge her to walk out of the marriage. So Adarabba, the Peri is a reason, yes, that we allow her to do Mion, because the threat of Mion is going to force him to take good care of her stuff so that she shouldn't do Mion. Wow. Four. Rava Amar, Hainatam in the Beis Shammai, Shein Adam Torech, Pesuda Umafsida. The Iker Seuda was by Nisuin. So they're not going to want to lose all the money. If we're going to allow her to do Miyun, no one's going to want to marry the girl because they're not going to want to spend all this money on a chasna just to have the girl walk out a month later. Oh, interesting. In the times of the Gemara, who paid for the wedding feast? The boy, the husband. Not like today that the girl pays for the wedding. But in the times of the Gemara, the guy's not going to want to marry her because he's not going to want to spend all that money on the wedding and then have her walk out of the marriage a week later.
Is there a ketubah in
the Mion? No. She don't pay the ketubah. It's like it was never.
It's not right.
I don't think so. Ubeis Hillel, Tarvayu Nichalu. No, they both, even like a short marriage, Kedei de Leipa Galai called Ishas. That, interesting. That both of them, you know, they like the fact that they're married, even if it's for a short time. And even if they have to pay for the meal, at least they were married for a short time. Being married is a simcha, even for a short period of time. So they're willing to spend the money on even being married for a short time. Okay, let's continue. Beis Shammai Omrim, Bibal Velo B'Yabam. Beis Hillel says you can even do Miyun in a Yibum scenario. So what's the scenario? What's the scenario? Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Hoshaya, Mima'enes L'ma'amaro, Ve'ena Mima'enes L'zikaso. So Rav Hoshaya says, what's the case? The case is, you could do Miyun only after the Yavam did Mamar to her. If the Yavam did Mamar, so you could do Miyun to the Mamar. But if there was no Mamar, all there is Zika Midoraisa, which is not really Zika Midoraisa, because she was only married Midorabanan to the first husband, and then the first husband died, but she didn't have a chance to do Miyun. So there, if there's Zika from the first husband, even though that marriage is only marriage Midorabanan, you have to do Chalitza. Miyun is not going to get you out of that marriage. It's only if you did Mamar. You could do Miyun to get rid of the Mamar you don't need to get. But you still need a Chalitza even after doing the Miyun. You still need a Chalitza. Amar Rav Chista, my time in the Roshaya. Mamar dimidaita matzi akra. You can get rid of the Mamar because that she had to agree to the mamar. Zika, the Baal Karcha, but Zika is against her will, loy matzi akra. So she can't uproot it. Ask the Gemara, v'hare bia de Baal Karcha. Ask the Gemara, v'hare bia de Baal Karcha. Ask the Gemara, v'hare bia de Baal Karcha. But what about the fact of Yibum? Yibum is against her will. It's even Shalobrit Sona. And Matzi Akra. And yet, according to Beis Hillel, remember Beis Hillel said even after Nisuin you could do Mamar? So, according to Beis Hillel, you're even allowed to uproot Bia of Yibum. Answer the Gemara. You're right. So we need a different reason why you can't do Mia and Tzika. Ella, Bia Umamar Duhu Ka'avid. It's the Yavam that does the action of the Mamar or the Bia Matzi Akra. So she could be Okarit. Zika! Dirachmana Rami Allah, however, Zika, that the Torah placed it on you, lo Matzi Akra. She cannot uproot the Zika. So you need a Chalitza in a case of Zika. Now Ula disagrees with Rav Oshaya. Ula Amar, Mima Enes Afla Zikaso! No! You can do Mion and uproot even the Zika, you can do Mion too. My Taima, Nisui Kamaika Akra. The way Mion works is you are retroactively uprooting the marriage of the dead husband, not the Yavam. Mimela, you were never married in the first place, and Mimela, you never fell in front of the brother for Yibum. So by uprooting the original marriage, you're uprooting the Zika. Ese Rava Ula. Rava asked against Ula from the Mishnah. Kol sheyichola lamayin velomiana. This is a Mishnah on Daf Beis in Yevamos. Wow, 106 Daf ago. Only Mordechai remembers it. Okay. Ese Rava Ula. Kol sheyichola lamayin velomiana. Tzarasa choletza salomisi abemes. Oh. This was talking about Erva, right? Let's talk about the case of where a guy marries his niece, which is 100% glatt kosher, according to Halacha. Guy marries his niece, but let's say it was, right, let's say it was Kiddushin Derabbanan. So it was Kiddushin Derabbanan. The brothers and the mother, and the or the mother married her off. Let's say the father was alive. The father was alive. Guy marries his niece. Or their other brothers. No, a guy marries his niece, the father's still alive. But she was married once, whatever it was, so she got divorced. She was had nisuin, so it's only Kedushin Derabbanan. So, and now, her husband dies, so she falls in front of her father for Yibum. But it was a Mion case, right? So, Kol Sheyichol Lamayin. If she could have done Mion while the husband was alive, alo Miona, and she didn't do Mion, Tsarasa choletza salomis yabemes. So the co-wife can only do chalitza and not yibum. Says the Gemara. Why not? If you tell me that Ula says you're even allowed to do miyun after the husband dies, why don't you just tell the girl to do miyun? And now she was never married. So the tsara should be able to be scot-free. She shouldn't need chalitza at all, the tsara. Because it turns out that her co-wife was never married, not that she wasn't married. So the co-wife is now the only wife in the scenario because the first marriage is dissolved, right? So the co-wife is the only wife. So it's not a tsaras erva anymore. The erva was no erva. She was never married. According to you, Ula, amai timain hashta. According to Ula, that you're allowed to do miyun in every yibum scenario and it erases the marriage from the beginning. To my hashtag, v'takrin l'suin kamoi, v'tisyabim tsarasa, and let the co-wife do yibum. Answers the Gemara, tsaras erva shiny. In the case of a tsaras erva, that's different. In the case of tsaras erva, that's different. Why? Because even if in truth, the Mion will uproot the forbidden, not the forbidden, even that it'll uproot the original marriage so that the erva doesn't really fall in front of her father for Yibum. Since it looks like that's what happened, we're worried about that even in that case. So we make the other co-wife do chalitza anyway. Saras erva shani. Detani Rami by Yecheskel, Miana Babal, Muteres La'aviv. Right? We said, Tzvika, if you do Mion to the husband, you're allowed to marry the father. But Biyavam Asur La'aviv. But if you do Mion to the Yavam, you're not allowed to marry the father. Alma, Bishas Nefila, Nires Kekalaso. Because at the time that she fell for Yibum, it looked like it was his daughter-in-law. Hachanami b'shas tefila niris k'tzaras bido. So to over here, b'shas tefila, it looks like my daughter's co-wife. Even though she wasn't really my daughter's co-wife, of course my daughter wasn't really married to my brother, retroactively, but since it looks like it, by a Yibum case we say, she could only do chalitza to the co-wife. Because it looks like the co-wife of my daughter. Amar Rav.
She can't marry the father, but she can marry the father's another brother. Or he can't marry anybody.
Another brother is fine. Another brother would be fine. Another brother could do Yibum. Yeah, she could do Yibum because there's no issue. Amar Rav. Mi ana bazeh asur lazeh. If she does Mion to one brother, so let's say there were a bunch of brothers. She does Mion to one brother. So she's also usher to do Yibum to the other brothers. Why? Mide dehave abalas a get. If one brother would give a get to the Yivama, even though you're not supposed to give a get, but if she would, once one brother gives her a get, so that disqualifies her on the other brothers. Balas a get, lav, kevan di itzer alolachad. Since she becomes usa to one brother, itzer alohu lukulu, she becomes usa on all the brothers with one get. Hachanami loshna. So too, if one brother does miyun, asers her on all the other brothers. Ushmuel Amar, no.
Is he saying that Mion, according to what we just said now, does that mean that Mion doesn't retroactively take away the marriage? So, nah, what's the difference between a regular gate and Mion?
No, we're just saying in the Yibum scenario, again, in a regular marriage where there's no Yibum scenario, a get cuts it off from now, a Mion does it retroactively. But we said before that, let's say according to Ula, we said before according to Rav Oshaya that you're allowed to do miyun, right? That miyun certainly disqualifies you from yibum, right? Once you do miyun, you can't do yibum. That guy can't do yibum to you anymore. Mian certainly disqualifies you from that. So the question is, what about the other brothers? So if a guy gives a get to his Yivama, so he becomes disqualified from doing Yibum to her. And it also disqualifies you and everybody else. So too doing Mian, and look, we'll discuss in a second, as you said. So it's a good question that you're asking. So Rav says, once you do Mian to one brother, you're disqualified to all of them. Just like get. But Shmuel says like you, Tzvika. So, it's your lukulu. Hachanami lo shna. When you do me into one of the brothers, so, it asks you on all the brothers. Right. Oh. So the Rishonim asks your kasha, Tzvika. The Rishonim asks Tzvika's kasha. The Rishonim asks, how could you compare it to a get? Ula said the miyun uproots the marriage to Mafreya, so it turns out that they were never married. So Rashi earlier on Daf Yud Beis and the Meiri explain, it's Maris Ayin, Because people don't realize the way it works is that you're getting rid of the first marriage. They're thinking you're just getting out of this, out of the Yibum. So that's why she's disqualified. It's like a get in that sense that you did fall in front of the Yavam, and now you're doing a Miyun, so it looks like you got a get. Ah, it's Nirik you get. Anybody have a pen? Joe, can you borrow that for 1 second? So, that's fine. So it's Nirik. That's his logic. You hear Tzviko? It looks like a get. So just like a get disqualifies you on all the other, since Miyun looks like you did fall, you were married, everybody saw you were married to the first husband, and now they see you walking out of the Yibum scenario, so it looks like you got a get. Oh, Shkarich pointed that out, Tzviko, very good. But Shmuel Taka says no. Ushmuel Amar, Miyana Bazeh. Yeah, you're usher to this guy, but Muteris Lazeh. But to the, if you do Miyun to one brother, you're mutter to the other brothers. And so Machlokes Rishonim, Tzviko, when we say that you're mutter to other brothers, does that mean the other brothers can do a Yibum to you? Or no, since you were never married in the first place, it's no longer a Yibum scenario. There is no more Yibum. You were never married to the guy's brother, so you're just allowed to marry him, stop. It's Machlokes Rishonim. Okay. Velo dami la balas haget, and it's not comparable to get. Balas haget hu deka avid ba. Balas haget hu deka avid ba. The Yavam did something to her. But hacha, he kavda bay. She walked out of him. It's not that he divorced her. She left him. To Amra, lo rayana bach, lo tzivyana bach. I don't want you. So bach with the lo rayana, ha b'chavrach rayana, but in your brother, maybe I will want to marry. That's the second opinion. Ravasi has a third opinion. Ravasi amar, miyana bazet, muteres afilu lo. Ravasi says, if you do Miyun to one of the brothers, he's still allowed to do Yibum to you. Even to him, your mutter. Again, if you say the way Tzvika said it, because when you do Miyun to him, you were no longer, you were never married to his brother. So now, you're allowed to marry him. Stop, even do Miyun to him, you're allowed to marry him because you were never married to the brother. Oh. Lema Karevi Yoshaya Sphere, Le Dhammer Enam Amanas Lizikaso. Should we say the Ravasi holding Rav Oshaya that says that Miyun isn't chal on the Zika? So since maybe the pshat is that since the Miyun doesn't do anything for the Zika, so that's why he's allowed to still do Yibum to her, because it turns out the Miyun is meaningless in a Zika situation. Answer the Gemara, no. No, you can't say that. B'chad Yavam hachanami demasi akar, because if there was only one Yavam, even Rav Asi agrees that you can uproot it against Rav Oshaya. Hacha b'shnei yavam naskinan. Rav Asi was talking about where there are two yavams. So why does Miyun not work? De'ein Miyun l'chatzi zika. Rav Asi's logic is you can't get rid of half of the zika. And if there's two brothers, so if you do Miyun to one brother, that's only half the zika. That doesn't work at all. And therefore, you can't do Miyun. But Ravasi admits, if there was only one Yavam, Ravasi holds you really can get rid of the Zika. Ki asa Ravin, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, when Ravin came from Israel to Bavel, he said to him, Rabbi Yochanan, Miyun abazet muteres la'achiv. Velo hodulo. But the rabbis did not agree with Rabbi Yochanan. Who didn't agree? Man lo hodulo. Who didn't agree to him? Amar by Rav, must be Rav, because Rav held that Miyun Abazeh is Asura to everybody. It's against Rabbi Yochanan, who said she's mutter to everybody. Rav Amar, Rav Oshaya. Rav said no. Rav Oshaya did not agree to Rabbi Yochanan. Even though from the language of Rabbi Yochanan, it sounded like she's mutter even to the brother that she did Miyun to, which is what Rav Oshaya said. Nevertheless, from the words of Rabbi Yochanan, it implies that only when there are many brothers and she does Miyun to one of them, that's when the Miyun is not chal. Because ain Miyun l'chatzi zika like Ravasi. However, if there would be only one brother, so the Miyun would get rid of the whole zika, or she would do Miyun to all the Yavamin, maybe it would work. That's against Rav Oshaya, who held that there's no Miyun at all to zika. V'amrila, some say it was Rav Asi who didn't like Rav Yochanan. He's the one that liked Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan was matir the brothers, it means only to matir to the other brothers. But to the brother who he did miyun to, she'd be mutter. And that's against Ravasi. So Ravasi didn't agree, because Ravasi held, it's even mutter to do miyun to the one that she did do miyun to. It's even mutter to do yibum to her. Okay, a machlokas, how we understand who Rabbi Yochanan was arguing with. Who was arguing with Rabbi Yochanan? Let's continue. Beishamai omrim b'fanav v'shelo b'fanav. You could do miyun in front of the husband, and even if the husband's not there. Tanya, I'm going to be a silo beishamai. V'halo pishon ha-gamol. Pishon, the famous camel driver. Miyana ishto shelo b'fanav. So you see, you could do miyun even not in front of the husband. I'm going to be shamai v'silo. Pishon ha-gamol b'midak fusha maldad. The rabbis behaved with him. He behaved with his wife. He was doing, damaging her nichsei melug. Lefikach madadulo, so the rabbis punished him, and they allowed the wife to do b'mida kefusha. So even though it was against the halacha, the rabbis permitted it. They were matir it, since the whole din is a din de rabbanon anyway. So the rabbis were matir it even shalom b'funov. They midin hefker bez and hefker. They were mafkir the nisuin. So says Tosfos. I don't see where the Tosfos is. So they behaved with him b'mida kafusha. Yeah, it's in Tosfos Yom Asal Trey. Ask the Gemara mida ka achel peri shita. Nisuahi. If he was already eating the pears, already was nisuin. Hamer Bishami Nisua v'lom mana. Didn't Bishami say that once there was nisuin he came to me and says the Gemara, you're right. Tre kitre avid bay. The rabbis made two strictnesses against him. Number one, they allowed her to do miyun even though she was nisua. And number two, they allowed miyun even shalom b'fanav. Bishami b'fnei bezdin v'shalom b'fnei bezdin. Bishami says only b'fnei bezdin. Bishami says even shalom b'fnei bezdin. Tanan hasam. We learned in a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Hachalitza v'hamiyunin b'shloisha. Ma'antan v'rabi b'shamayi. Sounds like b'shamayi. Abaye says, no. Abaye Omar, afil temi b'es hillel. Kan lo kan b'es hillel ela d'lobinin mubachin. Avol shloisha b'inan. Even though b'es hillel says you don't need smicha, but to have three judges, even b'es hillel agrees you need three judges. Kiddesanya. Beisham omen bifnei bezdin. Beisham says got to be bifnei bezdin. Ramban and the Rashba, it means mumchin, and the reason is the Ramban explains so people should not want to do miyun. You got to go find a mumcha. The Ramban also says mumchin is lavdafka. It's maspik one person who knows the halach is very good. They're very well. Tanan hasa. I'm sorry. Kedusan. Beshamir omim bifnei bezdin. Beshil omim bifnei bezdin. Shalom bifnei bezdin. Ve'elu ve'elu modin. Shetzarech shloisha. They both agree that you need three. Rabbi Yosef agreed. Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon. Machshir b'shnayim. Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yuma. Rabbi Nachman. Halacha kosa azug. Wow. That miyun. Halacha kosa azug. That you're allowed to do miyun even in front of two. Tosfos quotes Rabbi Chananel that only b'di'evet it works in front of two, but l'chatchila you need three. Take a look at the bottom. Tosfos halachos zug pirush Rabbi Chananel davka b'di'evet, aval l'chatchila lo demachshirin di'evet mash. Machshirin implies only b'di'evet.
It sounds as if Rabbi Nachman is saying that eighteen rather than
yeah, than correct. Beishamay omrim v'timayin. Even many times, Beishamah says, "Emin osyal hefker." Rather, wait till she gets older. Now it sounds like Beis Hillel holds that she could do miyun even four or five times. Beishamah says she only do miyun one time. But why does she have to do miyun again? Ask the Gemara. Why does Beishamah say that she has to do miyun twice? V'hamiyun achad azimna. It says she did once miyun when she was younger. So just wait till you get older and get married. Why does she have to do miyun again? Amar Shmuel, no. It means something else. Anshe Tad Levatoma wrote Sani B'miyunin HaRishonim. until she gets older and says, she has to explain when she gets older that that really she still really wants to get out of the first marriage. Before she gets to the second marriage, she has to express to the rabbis that she really meant the original Mian. It's not another Mian. She's just upholding the original Mian. That's one opinion. Ula Amar, no, Tarti Ketani. She has two options. Osha Timayin V'tagdil V'tayares. Either she does Mian and waits, she becomes a Gedola for Erusin. Osha Timayin V'tinasi La'alter. Or she could do Mian and get married right away. Only Erusin she can't do again according to Beis Shammai for Mian. But if she only does Erusin, then she has to wait till she's getting older. But if she's going to do Nisuin, then she can do it right away. Because Nisuin, according to Beis Shammai, she can't do Mian again. So if she does Nisuin, she can do it right away. Ask the Gemara. Bishlama Ula. Bishlama Ula. Hayinu Diktani. Asher Tagdil Vitinase. Meaning it's two options. Either Tagdil or Tinase. El Lishmuel, it should say, Asha Tagdil Vitoma Mibaleis. Kash Kumar says, you're right, that's a problem. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow morning.
Good day.